At least, like, you don't need soap.
You need to get a blood sample.
Nobody uses rubbers anymore.
At least we're not into soaking.
Is this thing on?
Whenever.
Venereal disease
is 2000, whatever.
You have to be careful. This shit need can hurt.
Well, you'd have to actually have sex in order to need one.
Yes,
well, we have
not all of us are having trains ran on us. You know what I mean?
Vera is giving us all like the one time sex do. Advice.
That's all right.
I'm giving you sex ed advice because you're talking about all these people that you know who have.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Vera's the only one having sex on fire trucks. I don't understand why she's lecturing us.
I haven't had sex on fire trucks in a long time.
We should probably not get walk into the litigious realm so quickly. Into this.
I'm not in litigious.
We are, but anyway, litigious.
Oh, litigious. Sorry, that's religious.
That's my next door neighbor, litigious, you know. She's fancy. Welcome to Uncensored Radio. You see our live.
Yeah, I didn't say anything untoward.
Anyway, we're here. We are one big dysfunctional family. One big dysfunctional family full of love and hot air. Jeffrey looks like he loves life. How are you, Jeffrey?
Full of hot air.
It's like a plane for a second.
I'd like to thank everybody for the award today for letting me be here. I am fried. I'm good. Thanks. Hi. Okay, let's go to the next person.
Wow. You're really good at this after so many years.
What the fuck?
I know, right?
I'm just done.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
That's it. No, that's it. I am hanging by a thread, but I'm here, so it's not nice.
See? Right? See? She understands.
I'm here for the laughs. That's always my mindset.
Okay, so there's a common theme here that everyone's quite broken who's on this panel.
Yeah, you know what? To speak to that, there was there's this girl that I follow on Instagram. She's like this health guru, which funny that I even follow her. But the other day she like put up like this thing like, are you burnt out? Yes or no? And like the next day, there was like over 100 responses, and it was 100%. Like everybody was burnt out.
Isn't that just life?
In February, and we're all burnt out.
Like, no, it feels worse right now. Like I've always just been life? The one to whinge about being burnt out, but I feel like it's a thing right now. I'm finding it hard to keep up with just day to day stuff. So I've actually put aside time tonight. I'm taking my child skating. And last time I showed up an hour late when it was closing. So I'm actually going on time tonight and I'm committing to that. So please, please all remind me, Steve, 6 p.m. your time. Just send me a message and say I hope you're there.
Oh, okay. Bitch, go skating. Get your skates on, you whore. You prostitution whore. Get your skates on. What's going on? But I just feel like everyone's burnout. I was like, well, what's the option? What is the other option?
Lazy.
You stop and you die. Like you can't, right. in this economy, in this modern world, you can't stop.
Freedom? Are you fucking
happiness? But everyone's like, just do what you love. I'm like, but what if what you love doesn't pay the bills?
It doesn't.
Yeah, no.
There's a reason why I'm on four jobs.
Excuse me. There's a reason why a lot of people have an OnlyFans page because they're doing
this and
I'm happy.
Yeah, what if you're not creating an OnlyFans? Hello.
You know what? There is somebody for everybody, okay?
There's somebody
for everybody. Yeah, he's saying I'm pretty enough for OnlyFans.
Oh, look,
I'm saying there is somebody for everybody. You know what I mean? Maybe you could find like a niche and you could pour some ranch on your feet or something. Somebody might like that. You could find something that works for you.
Pour some ranch on your feet. I like that advice.
That Luke's not attractive enough without
ranch. I didn't say that. I'm just saying you can, whatever you need to do, like make it work for you.
Yeah, that's all.
Vera, would you pour ranch on your feet for OnlyFans?
Probably not, but
okay.
I would pour it on my boobs.
Oh, there you go. Right.
Vera just
not the feet, but the tits.
Tits. Vera ain't playing today. She's going all in.
She's coming in hot and zesty. Zesty ranch with a hint of palm. Oh, very nice.
All over her hidden valleys.
Hey, is that Paul?
You.
Oh my god. Yeah.
That's it. Show's over.
Don't forget to go skating. We're going home.
Someone died?
No. Speaking of hidden valleys, we're going to jump straight
hot
into the trainer.
Load of hot topics.
Okay. Now, not to like bring the whole tone of the show down straight away.
Oh, God.
But I will.
If it's Britney or somebody died.
It's not Britney. She's been remarkably quiet. But someone who deserves like all the horrible things that are about to come their way. Talking about social media. Yeah. Frankie, whatever the fuck you call her.
I'm calling her
fucked, basically. Because her and her business partner have been found guilty of, I think it's 4 concurrent charges of child abuse, and it's not even it's extreme. Like, that's some fucked up shit. She was a influencer, you know.
And can we also say that this woman was a Christian?
Yes.
I only saw the headline.
I'm going to go into the apology in a minute, but continue. Sorry, go guys.
Yep. She only got 60 years. Is that right?
It wasn't enough.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my issue. Like, how do you get you to be that?
Wait.
Much
so,
of
what
a
kind
monster?
Of abuse are we talking
child
about?
Child abuse, right? Yeah. Child
so abuse.
They were
locked in rooms. They were denied food. They were denied clothing. They were denied school. They had to clean their house. They had to scrub things with toothbrushes. One of the children escaped and went to the neighbors and asked for help. The child was emaciated and covered in duct tape because the duct tape was part of the ritual. This woman was a monster. She deserves everything she gets and more. And I hope there's a special place in hell if she believes so hard in hell.
Yeah, they liken the children's condition. To that of like concentration camp survivors.
Jesus Christ.
Well, so, this kind of takes the shine off the threesome Republican couple, doesn't it?
It does. These people are
they're less reprehensible.
But it's always the ones that love Jesus, isn't it?
Oh yeah. But she's doubled down in the apology. Would you like to hear it? Get your bullshit meters out.
No.
No.
Not really. Before you read it, the fact that she put that shit on social media and thought that it was like comical and so many people fed into it is even more enraging. Like, it wasn't even. Yeah, like. It's just so ass backwards how she spun half of those things. Like, and you could just see the looks from the kids. Like, now that you see the videos, you see the way these kids are looking at the camera, like, and it's almost like, fucking help me. Like, are you kidding? Like, this is how I live. It was just, I can't.
And those kids will never be right.
Read this bullshit, sorry. No.
All right, so, interestingly, she did have over 2.5 million followers. So, we're still looking for these random people to tell us how to do what, you know, you're supposed to, like, you learn how to do yourself. But this is a small part of it. I'll never stop crying for hurting your tender souls, Frank said to her children, who were not present at the sentencing. That's good. My willingness to sacrifice all of you was masterfully manipulated into something very ugly. I took from you all what was soft and good, soft, safe and good. And then it goes on and on about Jesus, and she must have got like fully sucked into the, I don't know, some kind of anti-vax weirdness because she's like doctors that harm and politicians that that are corrupted and da, 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 da. It's like,
oh. It's always the people that are malnourishing. Yeah, it's all the people that are malnourishing their children that don't believe in doctors and medicine because they don't want anybody to see their kids because they're not treating them correctly and CPS would be called. It's like, I can't.
How do you have a, that's just still so mind.
And this woman, this Christian, is probably casting judgment on rape victims, 10-year-old rape victims who are
of course she is. Of course she is.
You know, this fucking monster is judging other people because she knows what God wants. I fucking can't stand it with these Christians anymore.
But what's the justification is like she? I'm pretty sure she went as far as like demons and all that kind of stuff.
I didn't.
I had a really
what? I just did the husband? The husband was charged too, right?
Hmm? Oh, the husband's divorced. They got divorced.
Yeah,
and she was
okay, but he was charged too, though.
No, because it's her and her business partner, female business partner, that were charged together. For the abuse, because
the husband was not charged, but the children are not.
They made the kids jump into cactuses and stuff. Like she's like, you have to.
But where the fuck?
Understand that one person's loopy, but when there's two, like, doesn't someone go, "Oh, hey, wait, this is a bit fucked up." Like, how do they find each other? Serialkillers.com.
Here we go. Here's the answer. Here's the answer because here's some more of her. More of her apology. I was led to believe this world was an easy place filled evil place filled with cops who control hospitals that injure, government agencies that brainwash, church leaders who lie and lust, husbands who refuse to protect children and who need abuse. So this the whole YouTube thing was about how she parented, but she came to meet this other woman through a counseling organization called Connections. So that's how they, met up. And from there, shit got like fucking twisted. It's like.
Well, isn't it really good that she apologized? That just undoes all of that abuse. The trauma's just wiped clean for the kids. It's just amazing.
Way to go.
Praise
Jesus.
I hope she makes a big friend in prison called Marge.
Oh, she's gonna be fucked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a special place for child abusers in prison. I mean, Danny Masterson's gone. You heard about Danny Masterson's gone running? He's like, he wouldn't leave his room, wouldn't take up, wouldn't eat, because people are after him because he's sexually assaulted. Everyone knows that he's sexually assaulted people, so he's gone from his maximum security prison. So he's probably going to fancy white people jail now. Which is beyond the point. Beyond the point, like surely you are meant to suffer for your misdoings, but obviously not. Hopefully, look, it'd be nice if they made an example of this white woman because, they're always the first ones to tell us that, how horrible we are and how bad you are raising your children and da da da.
Getting them vaccinated.
Look at old love from the. Look at old love from the blind side. I mean, people made them millionaires, and she's been stealing from that kid since he was
in their care first. We don't know the ins and outs of all of that, though, either.
But still, they were taking money from him. That is, like, they were financing their own lifestyles on money that young man earned.
Because Didn't they already have a lot of money, though?
No, they got more now. They got more now because he was a college football player, so he's making that, and a professional football player, so.
Well, I don't think he's in the NFL anymore.
No, that was the whole thing. It was out, and he was like, where's all my money gone?
Right.
That's why, and I'm a strong believer in this, that if you do come into money, whether it be through fame, inheritance, sporting prowess, whatever, that your family shouldn't be involved in the management of that money. It needs to be an impartial third party because it's too easy. Like, look at
Well, the Carters,
look at the Jacksons, look at like look at everyone. Look at Britney. But, like, Britney, yeah.
Britney. Yeah, it blows my mind though. Like this woman's harm to children, like even like in the Spears situation, like they were actively causing harm to profit. And I think it's probably as ugly as human nature can get.
Yeah, everyone's worried about the gays. Like, well, at least we're not sacrificing our children to the altar of cashola and fame and all that kind of stuff. Because we're not supposed to have them. We're not supposed to have them in the first place.
I know we try and keep the show a bit fun and that, but how can we sort of even, like, there's not a lot that you can poke fun at this. This is just pretty fucked.
No.
Yeah, she's fucked. Yeah. She's fucked. She deserves everything she's going to get and more. But look, you got to keep your family close, but sometimes they're too close. Especially when you... the photographer.
You're just all about the family drama tonight, huh?
The photographer for your mother's OnlyFans page. Let's say it again, folks. The photographer for your mother's OnlyFans page.
I was That's real confused because right. It sounded like he had his own OnlyFans too or something.
No, he is, I think, appeared on his mother's OnlyFans page. Which is concerning.
What is going on in society right now? Like, so what is going on?
This is Brazilian.
Too much lights on the cockroaches.
This is the result of all that hairspray in the 80s and 90s. Andressa Urach, who is quite famous, you know, on Instagram and OnlyFans, and her son Arthur was revealed to be her photographer on an Instagram live because he was sitting with his mother while she went live on Instagram and they're doing a question and answer. And he has been revealed saying that, I'm really badass with pictures, right? Was his one response.
How old is he?
He's of age, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
It's not child abuse.
Okay.
Well, it kind of is, though. Yeah. Like, what kind of relationship do you have with your mother that was ever healthy if you're doing her OnlyFans content for her? Like, this is just another realm of...
That is disgusting.
...fucking mind-blowing to me. What is going on?
Look, it is interesting because the way that they dress it up, it's like he's just taking photos. Okay, that's fine, but...
Is she getting fucked?
I'm getting there. This is, like... To start off with, okay, photos are photos, but you are looking, as a photographer, you are looking through that camera to sexualize your subject. And that subject is your biological mother. That's a problem to start with. So allegedly, Arthur accompanies his mother and a photographer to a hotel room for a photo shoot. What that means, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. See, it was fucked up what the article says, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He and Arthur quoted, because there was a lot of buzz about the collaboration, he said, "This is going to be something to talk about, huh, Mum?" She agreed, suggesting the content will cause a stir. Is she fucking her son?
That's
that can't be right, right?
Oh my god.
I can't.
What's the next story? These people are making me sick. Oh, we've really opened the show on some
like
bangers.
Now officially crossed into If she was
clothed, was she wearing like lingerie? Was she completely nude? Like,
was it a
What's the situation?
Suit?
Right, was she sticking things in and taking, like, you know, like, what's happening? Like, I need to know, like, is she under the cupboard? Like, either way, it's fucking weird. It shouldn't be happening.
Subscribes to OnlyFans. Jeff, have you seen the content?
I tried to get Tim on the case for research purposes, but he didn't buy it. I was like,
no one wants to
say that. I don't understand. We can just, I'll just sign on and look for it.
I'll be the photographer, Christina. I'll do the research.
What's her name?
No, not a photographer.
Andressa
Urek. Yeah, what?
A-N-D-R-E-S-S-A-U-R-A-C-H. I love that Jeff does it real-time reporting. He's like, I'm going to look. I'm going to look for this shit. But I just think, in general, genetics rules you out from OnlyFans.
Are they American? Are they foreign?
No, they're from Brazil, I believe.
Oh.
But I think it doesn't matter. I mean, look at... what's her name? Denise.
Like, if they were Russian, maybe I could understand.
Denise Richards. Denise Richards is on OnlyFans with her biological daughter.
Because it's so normal in Russia.
Yeah, like, you know, like, you know, it's fucking guys. Like, you know. Boris is just
Denise,
like,
Richards has not a post-child percentage either.
I know. We've all seen her in the latest seasons of Real Housewives. But even though they are just in, like, Denise and Sammy are apparently just in swimwear and da da da. That's still creepy. I'm sorry.
Horrible.
That is still creepy. And
yeah, it's weird.
Everyone's like, oh, I don't know. I think it's just part. I think it's part of the weird fandom of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that everyone hates Erica Jane so much that they're willing to criticize. They're willing to criticize Erica over Denise doing OnlyFans with her daughter. Like, they do a mum and daughter package. Like, that's not okay. That's not okay. I don't think that you can... You know what's really not okay, though?
It's like, yeah, this is a couple of messed up individuals. There's people, like, obviously enough people paying to perpetuate
they want to see it going.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this,
see it.
This is what I'm... Go back to what I asked earlier. What is going on in the world right now?
everyone got too scared by COVID, so they're keeping it in.
I was going to say COVID happened.
Quite literally.
People just inside for too long.
I was on lockdown for the same amount of time. Crazy
animal. Yeah, where's your
incest never crossed my mind.
It's at the firehouse.
It was years ago.
I think, like, this kind of stuff should be just shut down. Like, the OnlyFans has a part to play in all this too. I know they're making the money, but there should be some kind of guidelines. Like, hey, let's not have incest content. Let's not have all this weird shit.
But we don't know. We don't know. Or they could be just taking photos of each other. We don't know.
Even that's still incestuous to me.
A line crossed.
That one's like, hey, Ma, get that G-string on and pull it up real high. It's like...
There's a very dark gray line.
Now stick your finger in your mouth. No, that's weird.
Is my outer labia inside the swimsuit? Can you tuck me in? Like...
That's not okay.
Oh my god.
It's really
Everyone got the visual then, didn't they? I hope you listeners did too.
We're a visual, it's a kind of an ASMR moment. Tuck.
I think we've broken Jeffrey. He's looking real like
he went out.
What happened?
Probably looked up the site.
Well, he's
on the show.
Yeah, you got stuck. I couldn't find anything.
He's googling ranch on taste.
And that's why he's upset. He couldn't find it.
But no, you just grossed me out with
labia. There are like downsides, even more downsides to every family, especially when you give them your kidney. did you guys read this article this week?
I did, but can you please explain it for the listeners?
Dr. Richard Batista donated one of his kidneys to his wife when she needed a transplant after having two previous failed surgeries. And she has recently started legal proceedings to end their marriage. That is the literal definition of cut and run. I mean, come on.
You've been waiting for that all week, haven't you?
I'm just it literally just came to me then. I was like, oh my god. because by law, you cannot legally You cannot legally sell an organ. It is seen under the law as a gift. So he's trying to sue, or did try to sue her for $1.5 million as compensation.
Ugh.
I don't see how that's even possible.
I would be a little bit miffed. Obviously that he said that their marriage had been in trouble before, when she was having the surgeries and stuff. But what was more important to him was saving her life. They could work on their marriage later, but she gets
out. And sharing a set of kidneys usually bails a marriage out, right?
she recovers. She recovers and she just bounces. She's like, "Boof, we go." It's like,
I just, again, we're like the way that
you're in everybody's prenup,
right?
The way that if shit was rocky and then he decided that he wanted to donate it, I wish Tim was on this show right now, but it's up to him. It's his decision.
Yeah.
It's his decision to provide his wife with a kidney. And how dare you sue her if shit went sour? You knew it was going to happen. It wasn't the girl or the person who died who gave Tim their kidney. It wasn't their decision to give it to Tim. It was their decision to give it to anybody. You know, this one, I'm giving it to my wife. I'm alive. It's a living donor. You can't say that you
want
it back or that you want a reward. Fuck you, fucking piece of shit. You ungrateful fucking prick. Yeah, your one selfless good deed for your life. You know? Fuck him.
I just think it's hilarious. It's like, I'm so concerned about I just want my wife to live until she leaves me. Then I want my kidney back. Wow, that's intense. That roller coaster took a big left, a real sharp one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no taxis, backsies with kidneys. Like wedding ring, yeah, maybe. But you're not going to stand in front of Judge Judy and be like, "I'm suing for my kidney back."
You can't stand in front of Judge Judy and ask for the ring back.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. No. Because you gifted that as it was.
That was a gift.
You do that going in knowing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you know what? Probably prepping for surgery when you're filling out that, the pre-check before you go under, maybe is the time to say, "Oh, you know what? I don't want to give up my kidney." Not turn around after all the stitches are all out and go, "Oh, I'm not happy still. I want my kidney back." It didn't fix our shit marriage.
He didn't actually
want it. Yeah, right?
Just wanted some money for it.
Yeah.
What do you think about her doing that, though? She agreed as well. They went, "I'm fucking bouncing."
But you know what?
I'm bouncing as soon as I've got this cunt's kidney. I'm gone. It's like,
I don't think that she did it maliciously. Maybe she wanted it to work and she was fucking fed up and couldn't take it anymore. And this was the last one fucking nice goddamn thing that he could have done for her. And thank God he saved her life, because now she could move on and be healthy and live a beautiful life without this cock-sucking asshole bleaching off of her every fucking minute of her life. Ah! God bless her. I want to write her a letter and send her a fucking birthday card. She's amazing. Good for her. She did every fucking one of us should do. Take his fucking organ and get the fuck out. That's what you should. That kudos, bitch. Kudos.
Some people,
ladies and gentlemen,
the house.
Welcome Christina back to the podcast.
Oh my god.
She she got some feelings.
Get the organ and go.
I'm sure she really wanted the marriage to work just as much as she wanted that fucking kidney to work.
But again, that was the last thing. Right.
Either one of them could have died in the operation, and then he'd be a fucking widow.
You made some bets, Dave.
Sorry for that.
Damn,
it's real. It's true, though. That poor bitch, all that she went through, kidney disease and all. Again, it was, it was the one thing he could do.
He was going to be an asshole, and if she wanted to get a divorce, he wouldn't have gave her the kidney.
Well,
so what
if
you
he's
going
to hold it over her for the rest of the life, you know, you can't leave me, I gave you a kidney, then fuck, get out.
Let me recover.
I'm getting the kidney, and I'm leaving, bitch.
And I'm out. Yeah, like, peace, bitch.
I'll always give you a gift you gave.
I'm going to take a piece of you with me.
We're going to say, I've got a perfect segue. That sounds just like a country song. And ladies and gentlemen, Beyonce has made history this week, being the first black woman to have a number one on the country music charts.
It's a good
everyone's
song.
Everyone's talking about you know, Taylor Swift taking the focus off the Super Bowl. Beyonce just is like, oh, excuse Super Bowl, fuck you, here's my new music. It's like, oh, okay. Fuck Usher. Beyonce's like,
here, hold my Grammys.
Here,
hold my kidney.
I didn't get a best album Grammy. Hold my cowboy hat. Every bitch is going to be wearing them for the next 2 years. It's like,
yes, it's a good song, though.
It is a good song.
It is. I think it's really, it's catchy. Again, I'm really not a Beyonce, like, I'm not a Beyonce person. I mean, I like songs. I just don't follow her. Like, I'm not oh my God, dang. But
I thought the only really good album, and we gotten into this last week, I thought the only good album she's done before this was Lemonade.
Apparently, some of these songs have been sitting around since 2016. Yeah. That's how long she's been wanting to do a country album. So.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus. No, I was in love with that song the first time I heard it.
I was like, oh.
And, a few minutes.
The scary AI technology. There's the Miley Cyrus version floating around now.
Oh, really?
That they've made out of AI that sounds exactly like Miley. You're like, oh
that's fucked up.
That's fucking terrifying.
I hope Miley's got lots of security on her bank accounts because, you know, people will be doing their voice.
We're gonna talk about Miley in a minute, but we're gonna keep it in the DC family. So Destiny's Child, tucking Mommy's labia. Love it. What a hashtag. There goes everybody.
God.
So Beyonce's riding high, but Kelly Rowland is causing drama. Oh. You guys hear about Kelly Rowland doing the walk on the Today Show?
I did actually.
What she walked?
So Kelly Rowland,
what's wrong with her face?
Kelly Rowland was there to promote her new movie, which I think she executive produces and stars. And she was meant to stay for the second hour to be co-host with Hoda, and you know. Do all the things that people do on the second era of the Today Show in America. But apparently she was unimpressed with the size of her dressing room and bounced.
Someone reliable. So maybe this is why that mother is using her son as a photographer. He's always there. He shows up.
But you know who you gotta rely on? Fame whores, because they're always ready to go.
Family.
And within an hour, Rita Ora was on that set ready to go. She's like, I'm here. Open the envelope. I'm here. I'm Rita Ora.
I just came from the Voice Australia.
So, but apparently there's more to the Kelly Rowland story. She's unimpressed because Jennifer Lopez got the big dressing room.
Jennifer Lopez is the bigger star.
It's Jennifer Lopez.
We're going to talk about that in a second too, because album sales and streams may suggest otherwise. So last week we talked very briefly about Jennifer Lopez's new album, This Is Me Now, which is the sequel to her 2004 earlier.
Jenny is gorgeous.
Jenny is suffering from a bit of the modern day music industry syndrome. She's number one on iTunes, which means absolutely. Remember when that used to be a mediator of success? I'm number one on iTunes. Everything's okay. Apparently, her album had the lowest first week streams from an established artist on Spotify.
It's not very good.
I'm bearing the lead.
I haven't even heard it.
Has anyone watched the movie?
Yep.
What?
What movie?
Was that
what movie?
I think it was a concept piece.
She financed a $20 million movie.
Oh, right.
We talked about this.
It's like a very long music video of all the songs. She took all the songs and made a movie putting the songs together.
So I fell asleep halfway through and got a little bit lost. So I'm like, what the fuck? I start out with like a Latin legend that goes into like spousal abuse that goes into like giant mechanical hearts with. Which was cool. Don't get me wrong. It shot beautifully.
But it was trying to tell her story, like through love, like her relationships.
Through art.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I understood it. I thought it was interesting, but I didn't, the music I didn't connect with. I didn't,
there's always like, she's always like a bee stinging close to a hit, Jennifer Lopez. It's just like, it's like if you just amped up the production a bit or did this a little bit different, it would sound better. Like
I'm just not like a show tuning kind of person, and to me
that it turned very musical, like musical theater.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I really wanted to love it.
The end when she was dancing in the rain.
Yeah.
Everyone's worried about Britney. Everyone was worried about Britney's state. I'm like, I'd be worried about J-Lo. She's like,
Would we all tuck in Jenny's labia for her though, and her swimsuit?
You would do for any day. You know what? Here's the thing. I think it's amazing that she invested in herself to do this. This was something she wanted to do. I think it's amazing. I think it was something that hasn't been done, and you don't see a lot of that right now, right? So even though,
people that used to do it are gone.
She took a risk.
Yeah, I think that's great.
When Michael Jackson used to make 15-minute music videos, like shit like that. Lady Gaga used to do that. Janet used to do that. Prince, like that is not.
I think it would be awesome to play in the background at a club. You know what I mean? During like happy hour or something.
Yeah,
it's a cool thing to have, for sure. You know what I mean? Or like if you have a party going, to have it playing in the background, it'd be awesome. You know what I mean? Like you're having conversations.
I think the more interesting thing will be to what, because she filmed a concert as well and a documentary.
That
all of this, I want to watch those two. I want to see that shit, because like her last documentary was super interesting. It showed you just how hard this bitch works. Like she hustles to be Jennifer Lopez. She hustles hardcore. She's like, doesn't drink beer, doesn't eat sugar, doesn't do this, doesn't do that. It's like, God, that's a big sacrifice to be a star.
And I do want to say, her labia wouldn't need tucking in. I reckon it's rejuvenated big time, like tight. Let's
just check back to Kelly Rowland's for one heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know what J-Lo's net worth is?
I would imagine a lot.
$200 million. Do you know what Kelly Rowland's worth?
Probably $20
million. 12. Bitch, take the smaller dressing room and shut the fuck up.
Oh, Vera. The article that I read was suggesting that she...
Tuck your own labia in,
Kelly, bitch. Kelly has a little bit of problems playing second fiddle to well-established divas. I wonder why.
Isn't
that
the story of her life?
I wonder why, yeah. Well, at least she's not Michelle.
Oh, stop. There's nothing wrong with Michelle.
I love Michelle Williams. She's got a great voice, but the other ones got fucked over harder, didn't they? those girls from that first album. Oh, bye.
Who?
Good luck. But yeah, we all have, I think there's always trouble when you have a legend involved, you know, like J-Lo is like an old school celebrity that can do everything. She sings, she dances, she acts, you know what I mean? And they come with their own aura of, you know, fucking whatever. I can only imagine what this next dancer went through when he dropped Madonna in the middle of a concert.
Love.
My
the reaction. Plastic weighs more than muscle.
My soul would have left my body. You see him trip, start to look backwards, and she's falling backwards on a fucking chair. I'm like, you could have killed Madonna.
I don't want to be ageist here, but I'll be scared I'd break her hip or something.
I didn't even think of that. I just loved like how she kind of looked up and like she laughed. Like
that kicked his ass
after. She would have been such a bitch to him after.
I don't think
all
so.
Smiles on stage.
I think Luke's probably right, but I want to believe that smile and like that laughter is like camaraderie of like shit happens and like, oh my god, we just fell on our ass. Like,
can we be honest? Let's be 100% honest. We've all seen Madonna act.
Yes.
That was genuine.
I don't think she was acting.
That was genuine.
People giving her shit about the lip syncing, and I'm like, listen, we all know
that was live.
Goes out and like stops. Sings a bunch.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, she's 60 what? Like, if she wants to look
good, yeah.
Fuck off. Yeah.
Why is anybody giving this bitch, like, she is not known for her vocal skills. So the fact that she goes out and does sing live as much as she does.
That was definitely live because you heard her hit the ground. You heard her hit the ground.
Like, and I think a lot of these people a lot of those artists that are performers, like, you know, Britney, but I fully expect them to be, I expect them to sing live, but to a layered backing track to make them sound polished. And but I one time that.
You ever saw Paula Abdul sing live? Go ahead, I'll wait.
Paula's a legend.
No one brought up Paula Abdul.
I'm just saying, bitch, that motherfucker ain't never sing live once. She was off key on the record.
Okay, Whitney. She can dance. Okay, Whitney.
She can dance.
And I can't wait to go see this bitch in August, but I'm saying.
I just can't imagine
Kylie Minogue.
Like that feeling of I dropped Madonna. You would I think I would just dissolve into a puddle, like on the stage. I'd be gone.
If we were on stage, you and me, I would feel bad if I dropped you.
I'd be
let alone fucking Madonna. Yeah,
let alone Madonna.
Madonna. But, you know, you see other people like Mariah, Beyonce, like someone's getting fired, like blowing up and stuff. Madonna just laughed it off. And that's exactly it. Whether she went nuclear on stage or not isn't part of the conversation because she's a professional enough to keep the show going. She didn't have to comment on what was going on. She's like, okay, cool, let's keep going.
Well, and so, you would think that if that's true.
And live performance, if nobody gets hurt and you can carry on with the show, no harm, no foul.
Yeah. Just like when what was it? What show did she do where
the Brit Awards when she went fucking backwards
and nearly. Yeah, the cape fucking ripped her ass and then
and she kept going.
What was it? Something else she almost wiped her ass out on the bleachers or something else. Another live performance.
Everyone was criticizing her on this tour because she
slipped with the guitar too, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She stacked it a lot, but she holds onto a frame at one point. I was like, oh, how sad. Geriatric Madonna on stage needs a walking frame.
The fucking crowd.
She's like 50 feet above the crowd, rotating, and singing live. It's like, oh yeah, sorry, like. She might not be pink backflipping across Australia, but dude,
Pink's got a fucking harness on.
You got that high in the air and see if you don't want to hold on to something.
I think we should all send Madonna some chrysanthemums.
She's fine.
You know, for her fall.
She does
Hydrangeas.
Which one didn't she like? No, I thought it was chrysanthemums.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Where's chrysanthemums coming from?
Do you know what other people hate, as evidenced by the Grammys? Billy Ray Cyrus. Because Tish Cyrus, who obviously has a problem with aging, is speaking out against her marriage to Billy Ray and how she was terrified to leave him. As I said in the as I said in the comments, the hair should have told you enough. Anyone with that hair is usually not a great guy.
Isn't the bride a zygote?
Yes. Well, I can understand Tish's, like, she's in, you know, therapy and counseling for all that kind of stuff because her husband married someone that he met on the set of the of his daughter's TV show that was younger than his daughter at the time.
Yikes.
But you know what? Billy Ray could afford all the kidneys you'd ever need. So,
Kenny,
he married a zygote.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's great. Look, he's a typical, you know, middle-aged crisis, or what is he now?
Achy,
breaky hearted, and I might marry someone really young, and then that'll make me young. No, it makes you fucked.
Well, they were married. So they were married from 1993 to 2022.
Yeah.
So they were in for a long haul. They were like, you know.
Yeah, that's. But
they very quickly both found new partners. It's like, oh, okay, cool. So that to me suggests that things haven't been cool for a long time. Like it's just.
DZ! We haven't seen DZ.
Oh, hello. It suggests that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that isn't dealt with in a marriage as. Real Housewives fans are finding out, but how dirty must Bravo be? Because Mauricio, Kyle Richards' husband, has a show on Netflix, and the trailer dropped yesterday about him talking about their separation before she has talked about it on TV. They've been teasing it out the whole season, and then Netflix are like, fuck you. Here we go. The whole family minus Kyle talking about this divorce that's happening. It's like, so when you get more to that, it's more
exploitation.
Well, yeah, some people sign on for it, you know. Some people sign on for it. When you get to those long, long, long-term marriages and people quickly you know, quickly find another relationship, that's got to tell you that things weren't good. For a long time, you know what I mean? They're like, and normally you need time to stabilize and go, all right, who am I outside of a relationship? Fuck it, let's go.
It's round two. Clear that Miley's taking mom's side.
Oh, yeah.
That whatever was going down.
Well, they look like the same person. I would expect it to.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit of a worry, isn't it? It's a bit of a worry when
Yeah.
Oh, look, I think her mum looks great. Mum looks hit it, girl. Like, what is she, 57? Yeah, she looks younger than me.
She's living that
shut
life.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
The mom is 57.
57.
Put that bitch's picture back up.
Put that picture back
up. Hold on, I'll get her back. I'll get her back for you.
Yeah, she looks great.
57. That's what achy, breaky money will get you.
Jesus,
I want to go to her surgeon.
Right?
Yeah, really.
What face cream she wears? If you can afford a spa treatment every fucking week, you're going to look that gorge.
No, I don't know.
She would have started fairly beautiful.
Look at how bad I look in through here. That bitch is fucking 57.
She started at 27 and went to the spa every Tuesday for 29 years. You'd look that fucking good too.
Somebody grabbed the back of her head. Shook it and cut off the slack.
That's bitch. I'm ready.
Tight.
Yeah, very tight.
Let's
do you need
do
a
it.
Kidney while you're at it, Jeff? While you're on
are you gonna give me a kidney?
You really want Luke's kidney? You really want Luke's kidney?
No.
My kidneys have a history, but if you want them,
I can't tell you.
They can't be insured to work on a set.
The only kidney on this whole panel that would be any worth anything would be Vera's.
Oh, Vera, you've got highly desirable kidneys. Apparently,
you have a wanted kidney. Why do you think it's Vera's?
We have a pretty good liver.
Oh, you want to see some OnlyFans content right there, Vera?
I don't think that much.
You want some of that kidney?
You want to see someone with with possibly damaged kidneys looking very, very fresh.
If I said no, would it...
Lindsay Lohan has a new Netflix movie coming out called Irish Wish.
I wish God, for I... my kidney.
Does she have a gangbang?
I hope.
Poor, it looks like they're about to pour the ranch dressing on each other's feet.
Now she definitely has surgery. She doesn't even look like anymore.
Let Lindsay try.
Eiffel Tower.
Let Lindsay try and do an Irish accent in this movie, please.
Oh.
I need to see.
Oh, man. I bet you she will. Just wait till the day comes. Oh, just drenched in my Irish wish.
We are they're pretty petty, but I've got a big question to ask in the future.
Pretty petty today.
But how much money and time would you invest in revenge?
Wait, what?
How much money and time would you invest in revenge?
Depends, but not for just whatever.
There's some footage that's gone viral on TikTok of a 2019 wedding in China, which everything seems, you know, standard, beautiful, and lovely. You know, quite a lot of money has been spent on this wedding. There's like plasma screens, shit from the ceiling, all that kind of stuff. You know, the stuff that people with big money do to hide their truth. And everyone's enjoying the bride and groom walk in, and it's all good until the groom goes to speak and then starts playing a video on the projector behind him. A footage of the bride sleeping with her pregnant sister's husband in a hotel room.
Oh my god.
That's look, you know what? Ooh. Props where props should be given. That is, it's poetic justice. It probably wouldn't be something I would invest in, like a whole wedding with fucking LCD screens hanging from the ceiling. But if you got the money, which obviously this very small percent of Chinese people do while the rest all starve, then go on.
Oh, my God.
I just think that is commitment to the craft, right, Jeff?
This motherfucker was hurt.
Yeah.
Right? Like, her was like, I'm going to fix this bitch.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's fucking rude rough. Like, I don't know that I could ever fucking be that pissed off at somebody to pull shit off.
Humiliate. Humiliate.
That's
beyond. But I'm sorry. You automatically become the coolest person in that room.
But let's remember.
I don't think so. You know what?
I don't think you do.
If somebody did that to somebody in front of me, I'd be pretty fucking disgusted. I mean, I mean, listen, there'd be definitely, I'm not going to lie, there'd be a part of me on the inside to be like, ooh, you know.
Right.
Oh, my God, yes, please start beating the shit out of each other. Scratch his eyes out. Let's see what happens. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You know, because I'm fucking that dude. But the same time, like, you have an affair that's whatever. But to do that to somebody else, like, you can't, you're just as bad, because if you loved that person as much as you said you did, you would have never wanted to hurt them back this much.
Well, Asian culture, it's very, you know, your image, you know, to have that harmed like that, like, that's really harmful to who they are. That, it, like, that is like the ultimate kill. It's like a beheading
Maybe
don't do it in the first place then.
I think, again, like you said, like, I don't think that it should have been done at that time. I would have been like, oh my God, this is really happening. But then it would have been like, oh God, this is happening. Like, now.
Oh,
like,
Christina, you would have been there with the cake. You'd be cutting that wedding cake.
I would have made the video. Honestly, I would have been making the video for
it. I would have given them, I would have given him the Paula Abdul American Idol plaque.
But at the same time, though, I really feel like that it's not, it's, he must have had this in the books for a while, right? If he made a video, he was planning this for a long time. He knew the money that was going to be wasted. He really put revenge into this. When was that a one night stand? Was that, you know, was that like a relationship that they were having? You know, there's a lot of things that gotta go on. I want.
It is so delicious. It has to be fattening.
Yeah. Oh man.
When you do something that vicious in front of a room full of people, you making every single person in that room part of that violence.
Yeah.
You know. That maybe does don't. Not speak well to him, no matter how wrong he feels.
Maybe
just yeah, I don't like that.
Grandma, Grandma would have been there watching, all happy, dressed up to the nines for the wedding because they've the
few. Yeah, ready for the day.
But this, no, but hold up. Let's not fuck around and be nice, because we're always, everyone on this panel is always like, your actions have ramifications. Your actions have ramifications. If you choose to cheat on your one, cheat on your spouse, but two, involve your pregnant sister's spouse in it as well. You're all
that's
fucked.
Where I drew the line.
So burn the whole place down.
Why everyone did inside. This? Why did he go through the wedding?
Because
he wanted to shame her.
She wasn't doing it in front of him.
I know, well, but she still went to get there.
She didn't know it was there, obviously.
Yeah. See, that's an issue as well. She wasn't. She was so like so ashamed and so embarrassed. Yes, you still fucked your sister's husband in front on a camera. You dumb cunt. Like who in this modern? We all grew up in the through the 2000s and the 90s. You don't have sex on camera and expect it not to pop up somewhere.
The only problem
wasn't the camera hidden.
Don't you hope it does? You don't want
to be
one day and not have nude photos on the internet.
I just want to
what
see
one day.
Doing that.
Where's the ranch dress?
Like a it's like a whaling mission.
Yeah, where's say? What the fuck?
It's like fucking Greenpeace. Like, you know those whale slaughter videos that they show at Greenpeace?
I'm doing it alone.
Body slap.
If you're videoing yourself jerking off, then you got a problem, man. Like, you know, that's a little weird.
What the hell just happened? What show is this?
But I think, like, you know, you're doing it with somebody else and recording
it. I zoned out for a second, but then I come back to Christina, like.
He says, like, he's like, I'm recording this. Like, you're not recording yourself jerking off.
Myself. Ew, no.
Like, he's like, why would you want to see that? Though, you know, it's not just
people
you.
Do. I think,
yeah, I'm sure.
People that think it's a great idea to film themselves having sex need to have sex in front of a mirror sometime and realize the angles that the human body gets into. Yeah.
Can I just say, my sex tape is amazing.
Don't you normally have a camera person?
Do
you have good angles?
No, I don't have a son, Jeffrey, so I've got no one to take my OnlyFans content.
Oh, you don't have your best friend do it?
No.
Oh, is that weird?
Oh, man. Yeah, what about Ann or Renata?
No, that'd be an OnlyFans. But while we're getting all warmed up, I think there's someone who is very warm. Someone who is always ready spurt their knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Vera Bear. Okay, V3, 2, 1, vent.
All right, kids. Today started the CPAC convention, which is the Conservative Political Action Committee. And as I was watching Laura Trump drone on about her father-in-law's future presidency and all the good they're going to do with the money they're going to turn over to him for his defense fund, and how they're going to make sure that we don't get any aid to the Republic or to the Ukrainians, and we're going to make sure we ruin NATO. And all I could hear was Putin, 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 Putin. Now I know I'm an old bitch, and I'm old enough to remember the Cold War. When I went to school, we had air raid drills and air raid sirens, and we were prepared for the Russian menace any day, any time. But suddenly, the entire Republican Party is part of the Soviet delegation. When did this fucking happen? I remember being appalled 4 years ago when I saw somebody at a Trump rally who had a t-shirt on that said, "I'd rather be Russian than Democrat." Are you kidding me? The Russians are horrible, violent dictators. Trump is standing up there saying, "Oh, I'm persecuted like Navalny." You fucking son of a bitch, you're the persecutor. How dare you compare yourself to Navalny? How dare you compare yourself to Jesus? How dare you be in Putin's fucking pocket? Guess what, America? I'm sick of all these Republicans being in Putin's pocket. You know, we've got a Speaker of the House who's fucking holding up all the aid to Ukraine because Putin told them to. Putin invaded a sovereign nation. It doesn't matter if they were part of Russia 300 years ago. What matters is they were a sovereign nation and he walked across their border because he wanted their land and their resources. That is not the fucking world we live in. And I gotta tell you guys, I'd rather be American than Republican. Fuck you, you Putin-loving bastards.
Oh, that was short and angry. I enjoyed it. I liked it. She got some feelings. Well, Jeff's going to wish he didn't leave because before we go tonight, we are going to, we've talked about the downsides of marriage and all that kind of stuff. But there's another wedding that went horribly, horribly wrong that we need to talk about in this week's.
What the?
If I say the word bridesmaids, as in the movie, what comes to mind?
Melissa McCarthy the shitting and the sink
scene. Yeah, the shitting.
Here's a story for you from a Reddit with a wedding planner who was experiencing some difficulties at a fairly wealthy family's nuptials. They had a shabby chic aesthetic with the reception set in a historic barn on a property, which has already, you know, caused a lot of problems because of cleaning and extra tents and all that kind of stuff. But most crucially, no running water or electricity.
What?
So how are they going to play the porn on the TV?
We had generators. We had tubs of water for catering and hidden portable toilets. And everything was fine until the bridezilla at the photo shoot trusted a fart when she shouldn't have and ruined a $15,000 dress.
So wait, they could have a $15,000 dress but not running water.
Priorities. Yeah, really.
The woman quoted, "I was speaking to the caterer when I happened to glance over and see the most curious blend of expressions pass over the bride's face when she frantically waved down my assistant. A few minutes later, my headset beeped on and my assistant said, 'We have an issue.' It turns out the bride had gambled on a fart and lost in a big way."
Jesus Christ.
The wedding planner
never trust a fart.
No. The wedding planner revealed the bride was wearing a huge full ball gown with fitted bone corset and a strapless top in an embellished mesh. With a shaper garment underneath, a hoop skirt and a slip, which means there was no way to get her in and out of the portable toilets.
No.
She struggled to get out of the limo.
Oh, God, this bitch.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that she was wearing those undergarments would have actually squeezed the shit out of her anyway. So
Right? That's probably why she shit so bad. Oh, my God. She's squishing her intestines. What the fuck were you thinking, you dumb bitch?
It gets better.
What could go wrong?
It gets better.
Wouldn't you hose her off?
No, wait, it gets better because 15 minutes pass, then 20, and then her earpiece beeps on again. "The previous issue is more than we had anticipated," said the assistant. And she ran over to find the assistant looking horrified. The planner found out the bride had been using health shakes to get rid of last-minute bloating, which had combined with the cocktails from the night before and her fairly decent breakfast to create a pretty horrific reaction in her body. The woman said the substance that had come out of her body as a result defied explanation. It was slimy, oily, even with stringy bits, and the consistency of hair gel. Not only had it been a rather profound accident, but the smell was unrivaled. Generally, a substance the human body shouldn't emit.
All right. Enough with the description, bro. We get it. It was fucking disgusting. Like, oh my God. Holy fuck.
Let's get back to the wedding where they're just airing porn videos of each other cheating.
Yeah.
What's worse? What's worse?
I didn't think we could get lower tonight, guys, but
I strive to take us to the home plate with, you know. It's not, even a home run. That's every base covered, quite literally.
And why is she eating such a big breakfast on her wedding day, too? Like, I had a bagel the morning at 6 a.m. Like, my wedding was until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Like, well, see, that's if you shit out a bagel, at least it'd be a reasonable poop, right? Like,
no, but, like, it was just, like, one of those things. Like, all right, well, I'm not going to drink anything, you know, an hour or two before I put the dress on. And, like, you know, you're dumb. You're so dumb. Right? Just, well, and then to spend that much money on a dress like that. And then,
oh, God. To do the weight loss shakes and then drink and then, like, yeah.
If you're doing it,
it was a happy time. It was a good time for her. Like, you know. Oh.
Sure. Oh my God! Wait, it still gets worse. It still gets worse.
No, it doesn't. No, it
doesn't.
The thing that set it over the edge was the shaper that the bride wore was a latex steel that came down over her thighs and up to her bra. It was waterproof, so the poop had nowhere to go and sort of filled it like a water balloon full of horror.
It didn't get on the dress.
No, wait. My assistant had to open the snap crutch and release the evil trickling down the bride's thighs. So it was all on the inside of the dress.
Well, you know what she got for her honeymoon, don't you? A UTI.
Jesus, fuck.
And the wedding planner
took an entire shower. Like, what the fuck do you do? Like,
the wedding planner says her final mental image was, I'm just looking at her manicured nails. Residues of diarrhea are just embedded in her nail bed. I start trying to scrape the poop out with a fabric stain wipe while the bride insists that the show must go on immediately.
No.
That's immediately? What the fuck immediately? You're going to walk down the aisle covered in shit? Where are you washing off? What are you talking about? Like, no. Immediately?
And I would have been like, my friends,
let's do this next year.
We'll call it a day like this should have. Thank you for joining us on Uncensored Radio.
Sorry, everyone.
This is the worst picture ever. This is the worst story
just
ever.
Just realize your day could always get worse.
So what actually happened in Jeffrey?
My mental image is now just stuck
on a poop balloon.
On the filling up
of
the stop because it was Steven. Going down and it was going up. at the same time, it's like, oh. You know when you squeeze Gak too hard? Like slime?
Damn, is she fat? Is there a picture of her?
She was wearing a shaper, so you never know.
I'm getting like, on the belly button.